This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. There is a shortage of rural veterinarians in the United States. On Thursday, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced a new plan designed to increase the number of veterinarians in rural America. We will hear more from Secretary Rollins next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the Rural Veterinarian Shortage Action Plan on Thursday.
First, we are enhancing and streamlining USDA's veterinary grant programs. We are making an additional $15 million available for the Veterinarian Medicine Loan Repayment Program and streamlining the application process.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids. As farmers continue to battle newer disease threats such as tar spot and southern rust, regional business manager with Bex Hybrids, Clint Prang, says it's important for farmers to get out in the fields and learn about these diseases.
I think it's one of those things where, and again, you have a lot of farmers that are already doing this. Actually, most farmers are, but I mean, you know, it's taking time to be out in the fields to learn. I think industry, we all spend a ton of money to make sure we can mitigate as much risk as possible. And yet still, you know, Mother Nature always finds a way to surprise us. And so I was out in a field yesterday that had, it had northern corn leaf blight, it had tar spot, it had southern rust, it had some gray leaf spot. I mean, it was a smorgasbord out there. And this was actually in a field where a farmer had done some extra management precautions to make sure those things didn't happen. And so even in a scenario like that, and I think actually the individual had a hybrid that does a pretty good job of warding off those diseases as well too. And even those factors right there, things are still going to show up. So it is taking time to pay attention to the crop, make adjustments. You know, it's like anything. If you're adaptable to the scenarios versus being adaptable only to that calendar, it's going to pan out well for you.
For more agronomic data and advice, visit BexHybrids.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.